2019 World Credit Union Conference in this beautiful place called the Bahamas. And in the studio lounge at the Bahamas is Mr. Doug Layton from Visa. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Happy to be here, as always.
Indeed.
Talking to you.
Well, thank you.
And also having a chance to enjoy this incredible resort.
Oh,
never been to the Bahamas before. It's pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. Yeah. If you can get past the steaminess of the weather. I think if you go out in the morning and the later in the afternoon, it's perfect.
Right.
But I mean, it's still well worth it.
Well, we're a couple of Californians. It's not easy for us to get here. And that humidity is not something that we're used
to. Yeah, it's like, what is that? What is the sticky feeling?
Why am I sweating the minute I walk outside?
Exactly.
My sunglasses got fogged up like... walking from the air-conditioned building outside. At one point, my sunglasses were just fogged immediately.
Yeah. Well, windshield wipers on those guys. But oh my gosh, it's gorgeous here. I mean, I keep talking about the color of the water. My gosh, it's like a turquoise bathtub out there.
It's really, really
cool. Yeah, it's gorgeous. All right, come on out, everybody. We highly encourage it.
Yeah.
Hey, something really cool that you guys are working with Kenya on a payments tool. It's a new digital financial product designed for serving the underserved Kenyan market.
Yeah.
So give us a quick overview on what you guys are doing with Kenya.
Sure. Well, let me tell a little story about it.
Okay.
Last year we were in Singapore.
Yes, we were.
The council.
Mm-hmm.
And Visa was a sponsor of the event,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't have a real active role working with the council.
Mm-hmm.
We sat at that event a year ago and we said that we would like to do more.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to have something at this conference here in the Bahamas to talk about an initiative that we had done together that was driving inclusion or driving digitization, a word I really struggle to say, in environments that the council has relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That led us to a discussion about Kenyan SACOs, credit unions in Kenya, and the fact that while M-Pesa is widely known and widely stood up as an example of a digital technology, it actually can be quite expensive for small dollar or small shilling, transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So that led us to having a co-creation session, which we held just a month ago in Dubai, in our innovation center, where we invited the heads of three SACOs that serve a primarily rural membership base, generally farmers, to talk about how we can collaborate with them to drive more financial inclusion and faster payments done digitally with that cohort. We shared those results.
Yeah.
We shared the results of the brainstorming here at the conference yesterday. And it's really just the first step in a long journey.
You
know, we now have to build a business case. We need to make sure that this is a viable business for the SACOs, for the industry partners, for Visa. We certainly have to put a pilot out there to see that it actually is solving the needs of the SACO members.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to develop the technology around that. So we're, as I said, first step of the journey, but we're feeling pretty good about what we created in this co-creation session, and hope that over the next year we'll work through some of these logistical issues and have a product in market that our members of the SACOs in Kenya can use.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of potential there. Because I hear stories about this, you know, going to African nations or going to South America and creating, or Central America, or even Canada for that matter, or Europe, you know, creating these programs and stuff that once they get off the ground, they just flourish and they're just great for the local communities and stuff and local businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a way for the SACOs to provide, you know, more service to their members.
More value.
Yeah, and you know, we think too that it is going to be more efficient and less expensive than using the existing M-Pesa for those types of transactions.
I mean, here's
it'll be safer because presumably they'll also be able to keep currency in the SACO, whereas today much of M-Pesa is a transaction is created and then they take the money out, right?
Oh.
So you exchange the funds using the M-Pesa network, but then you go to an agent and you withdraw the funds and then pay for a service or pay for something else in cash. We'd like to create more of a holistic structure where the SACOs are the center and the member is able to deposit and pay for
do everything in one
all
spot.
Within one app.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Because that sounds like there's a little bit of friction in that process.
Well, there is, and there's you know, as we say, breakage. You know,
breakage as well.
Things, you know, that when you have cash, and sometimes it's, you get to these agents, and they don't have enough cash to do a withdrawal for you, or they don't want to take cash because they've hit a certain limit, mm-hmm. and they don't want to have so much cash on hand.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, there's a lot of inefficiencies in that
right.
market. We think that this could help to solve this.
Okay. And my next question, and it's completely obvious, why Kenya? And I ask why Kenya mm-hmm. because can this be replicated in other nations as well?
So why Kenya
yeah.
was the World Council has a office in Nairobi.
Oh, okay.
And so they were familiar with the situation mm-hmm. and had the connections with the SACOs there to make this happen.
Okay, that makes sense.
We also were fortunate in that there was a research project underway mm-hmm. in Kenya that we were able to add on to in order to have a real good basis for what a you know, member needs were. Mm-hmm. So we mm-hmm. built member personas mm-hmm. that we were then acting to solve for their needs. So a lot of it came together well
okay.
in that respect.
It
was the World Council that drove
okay.
Our engagement with Kenya.
Okay.
To your second part of your question, yes, we absolutely want to replicate these types of initiatives. Not necessarily
right.
the same thing. We don't
right.
necessarily
it's
think of
a template.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we partner with the World Council
mm-hmm.
and a country or a region
mm-hmm.
And solve a particular member need or
mm-hmm.
solve a need that credit union or cooperative has in utilizing, you know, our resources around our innovation centers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have innovation centers spread out throughout the U.S. that are
yes.
and the globe that are specifically designed for these co-creation ideation
mm-hmm.
types of sessions, where you look at a persona, you look at a need, you work through human-centered design and
mm-hmm.
all those
mm-hmm.
types of techniques to then hopefully come up with a minimum viable product that you deploy in the marketplace.
Gotcha. And I was reading the kind of the background on
mm-hmm,
it earlier
yeah.
as well, and it seems like this tool, it was said in there, it serves gaps in the marketplace. Can
yeah.
you address that? I mean, what gaps are these that it's serving?
Well, the one is the inefficiency around the pricing.
Oh, what we're
right?
talking about, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So the other is that there is this creates an opportunity for the member, right? Say it's a farmer,
mm-hmm.
To also be a merchant.
Oh,
so to be an acceptor using
right.
a QR code
okay.
technology, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that they're now accepting payment via this application as
okay.
well as
all
using it to transfer. Yeah.
Okay.
It's either on a smartphone,
right.
or it actually has feature phone functionality. So a non-smartphone,
mm-hmm.
but you can use text back and
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, so it's text-to-pay capabilities.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah. So there's
cool.
a method where you're just texting back and forth
uh-huh.
using like a merchant number as opposed
mm-hmm.
to a QR code and things
okay.
of that nature.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. What is that? Oh, that's that thing. Okay. I'm just curious what that was over my shoulder. So my next question is, how important is this tool? Because like we said before, this could be replicated in other parts of the world as well. So it sounds like you're onto something that could be really big for the rest of the globe.
The tool could,
yeah.
or just the notion of how we collaborate can be replicated,
mm-hmm.
right? So we could take the tool and identify other parts of the world in which this type of functionality would be appropriate,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or we can solve together with the council and with the credit unions in certain regions entirely different business problems.
Okay, yeah, sounds like it's a good partnership there, because you can go down many avenues.
Yeah, and this is what we're so excited about working with the council on
yeah.
this, is because they have this capability
mm-hmm.
and this connective tissue between all of these different
mm-hmm.
cooperatives to bring them together so that we have a wide sort of base of folks to talk to. In fact, after we presented here,
mm-hmm.
we had a separate invitation-only session with just the Kenyan delegation.
Oh, wow.
And from there, we got a lot of feedback. We got a lot of
okay.
Things to chew on that, because it just further expanded the folks that were
mm-hmm.
participating in the sort of the ideation
mm-hmm.
of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in some cases, it was setting us straight. In other cases, it was saying, well, here's some of the landmines you need to be thinking
right,
about.
Right, right. Well, that's good to talk about that stuff.
But again, that's what the council brings to this. Like
right.
we don't have that connection mm-hmm. with the Kenyan Sakos. Mm-hmm. We couldn't have done this on our own. We needed a partner like Woku.
Okay. And a quick aside, I have to give a big shout out to the Kenyan folks. I've had more Kenyan folks come by here, our studio lounge, and just say, hey, hi. I mean, just super friendly, outgoing, and just great people. So a big shout out to the Kenyans.
Yeah. The co-creation session that we held in Dubai about a month ago was one of the most personally rewarding things I've done at Visa.
Oh, yeah.
Because just, it started out slow, but like many of these things go, you started to build up a relationship. You know, the idea exchange sort of starts slow, but then it just builds and builds and builds. Mm-hmm. And honestly, by the end, we were supposed to end at like noontime. Yeah. We went till 1:30 because were still throwing ideas out there and working
Putting.
And so I'm real pleased with the outcome. I'm really pleased with the engagement, and I'm looking forward to taking this from this first step into a product and seeing how it improves the lives of the Kenyan soccer
members. No doubt. Well, let's keep tabs on that. I'm excited to see where it goes and check in 6 months down the road and see where it is. Yeah.
Right, as we move down and we've developed the product and tested it, we'll talk again.
And see it in action. That's what we want to see. Correct. All right, Doug, anything else? Any other final words of wisdom to wrap up? Because I know you still have a busy schedule, so always appreciate your time.
We're here today just on this one topic.
I mean, okay.
This is what we're excited about working towards, and if there are any words of wisdom, it's the folks that are listening, if you're particularly listening outside the United States to this or seeing this outside the United States, that you'll talk to us about how we can partner and how we can bring in the council if necessary or other organizations to solve your needs.
Lots of opportunity, sir. Yeah, all right, sure. Doug, thank you as always.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done. Keep up the good work. Doug Leighton from Visa, everybody. Well done, sir.
Bye-bye.
We're out. Oh, and one other thing. Yeah. One other thing. This is a token of appreciation from Mr. John Ainsworth in memory of a Miami cab ride that he was trying to recall. And so he wanted to give that to you.
Thank John personally and smoke it with him later.
Right.
Yes, that cab ride was over 20 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, that's when we first started to hang out together.
Right on. Well, good memories. Yeah. All right. There it is. There it is. Nice little addendum.